Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and each week at this time, he goes through the list of stories, topics, if you will, the big hits in talk radio from the charts this week represent May 9th to the 13th, Friday the 13th, which has been something, Michael, that I've tried to avoid on the radio. It just gets to be nonsensical, and like a lot of other things, one of the items on the countdown this week is the focus on the Indiana Planned Parenthood law, which becomes the punching bag because of abortions like capital punishment and some of these other things that go nowhere when you have the conversation, except this week, the thing in Indiana is number 8. So maybe I'm not always right.
Sometimes we talk about the things that we don't like to talk about, and it is a fact that the talk show hosts don't like to talk about gun control. They don't like to talk about abortion.
It's the same
not because
stuff.
They're not important topics, but they're difficult to talk about because there's no middle ground, and the conversations become repetitive.
Yes.
But repetitive is exactly what repetitive is. We repeat them over and over, and there's always
the same line
on the chart.
Yeah, nothing changes.
Here's what we have this week, which culminated in Friday the 13th. We have Major League Baseball action. We have National Basketball Association and National Hockey League playoffs. We have at number 9, the Schwarzenegger-Shriver separation. At number 8, the story you just talked about, the Indiana Planned Parenthood law. At number 7, we have illegal immigration and Obamacare repeal, those two topics tied. We have a couple of topics tied at number 6, oil prices and big oil appearing before Congress. At number 5, we have Middle East unrest. How's that for a big umbrella topic?
Yeah.
At number 4, the 2012 GOP hopefuls, as we have the early stages of the next presidential cycle. At number 3, the debt ceiling and budget cuts debate. We have number 2, the AFPAC strategy, Afghanistan and Pakistan fighting, and Gitmo status tied in there. And at number 1, we are still talking about the aftermath of the death of bin Laden. The most talked about people, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver tied at 10, Muammar Gaddafi at 9, Robert Mueller at 8, Hillary Clinton at 7, Ron Paul at 6, Mitch Daniels at 5, Newt, Mitt, and Trump at 4, John Boehner at 3, Osama bin Laden at 2, and number 1, Barack Obama. So we have Osama at 2 and Obama at 1.
Hooray!
There you go.
All right, so you got a lot of the same stuff. It's interesting, the wives being questioned and the stories about the arranged marriages and things with regard to bin Laden. We're learning a lot about life in that world, and it's probably very educational and important for Americans to get that if they really are reading between the lines, Michael, getting the nuance of how, well, I mean, one of the reasons we don't get it is because we don't get them. We don't understand their culture. We don't understand, how it is that they think, and that's a real problem when you're trying to get people to understand how you think and you don't think that way and vice versa. Where the heck do you find common ground?
Well, that's true. And when you
sort of reminds me of the left wingers over here talking to the right wingers.
Yeah, I mean, this is the age-old human drama of, you know, communicating.
Yeah.
Trying to have common ground, trying to iron out differences, trying to communicate.
Speaking of that, I have often said there are probably 200 good jobs in what I do in the country. I'm talking about radio hosts, good local radio shows, national radio shows. One of the people who has sort of inveigled himself into the national spotlight from a local scene in Fargo, North Dakota, where he was, I don't know, when I went to Fargo the first time and he and I were on the same radio station, He hosted an event that I was at, and it was like he was a god. Ed Schultz is who I'm speaking about. He had then moved on to become a participant, and I remember he talked to you and me about how do I do this. A lot of people do that. Okay, I want to do this. Well, most of the time we say, yeah, here's how to do it, but we don't figure they're going to make it. Big Ed, I think, had it, and he has it. Now he's embroiled in this suit, kind of a weird thing that you're carrying the story at the Talkers Daily. Talkers.com, by the way, is the website for Talkers Magazine. Also, there's a daily feed of information from the talk world, and you write about Schultz. What about Schultz?
Well, Schultz basically had a deal going with a business partner prior to getting his job at NBC, and it didn't go anywhere. The partner suing him for 25% of his income at MSNBC, saying that he was involved in presenting the Schultz show, mm-hmm. presenting Schultz to MSNBC, and deserves a piece of it by whatever agreement they have. Schultz says he had no contract with the guy and that it was a different deal. And the guy says, that's not the case. We had a verbal contract, and we were in business together. And there are many lawsuits out there that are that way. He said, he said, or he said, she said. Mm-hmm. And verbal agreements do count in law. It all depends, though, on the judge and the jury interpreting it as such based on the evidence. What it really is about is that we're in a very strange time with the Internet and with changes in the way records are made, changes with the way programs are produced, packaged, distributed, sold. Intellectual property deals are changing drastically. And we're going through a period where the legality of business arrangements is going through as much of a change as the technology that we're experiencing. And it's a fascinating behind-the-scenes aspect of our business. And it's one that's very, very hard to explain in a forum like this, because even the people in our business don't understand what's going on. But you got to be very careful when you come up with an idea or you make a deal with somebody and you talk to each other about it, and then you go out together and you try to promote it. Then nothing happens. You split up. You go your separate ways. One of the guys makes it. The other one can lay claim to owning a piece of it.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful. Very interesting and sage advice as well. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're discussing the stories, the events, things going on in the world of talk radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And then average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
What's the number one fruit recommended to parents as the best first food for baby? Pediatricians and authors Dr. Jim and Bill Sears say it's the nutrient-dense California avocado. The doctors have teamed up with the California Avocado Commission to give advice on incorporating the fruit into children's diets.
Avocados are great for growing kids. A 1-ounce serving of avocado contains 3.5 grams of unsaturated fat, which are important for normal growth and development of the central nervous system and brain.
California avocados are, in our opinion, an ideal food for babies. It has a smooth, creamy consistency, which is great for babies. And ripe avocados can be served without any cooking.
Until Father's Day, parents have a chance to win a total of $10,000 in prizes from the Avo Babies Scholarship Contest. Just upload photos of your baby enjoying avocados to the California Avocados Facebook page. For meal ideas and more, visit californiaavocado.com/avo-babies. I'm John Dridden.
Continuing on now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we get together to go through the charts, the big stories, things that have happened during the week that have aroused the curiosity of lots of people, millions and millions of people listening to talk radio programs and shows and stations and hosts all around the country. Funny, none of the people, we have a people list along with a story list. The story list is one thing. Every once in a while, I would think that some of the folks doing talk radio programs would show up on the people list. And you know, once in a while, it's Limbaugh or Glenn Beck more than Hannity anymore. And so I guess I wonder if we are content as an industry to not talk about ourselves, but talk about the issues.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that anything's changed. I think that we talk about ourselves all the time. How do I know? Because I'm constantly being interviewed about ourselves.
Yeah. About me.
You know, well, we're talking about everybody.
Yeah.
And Schultz is in the news this week. People are talking about it. It wasn't in our top 10, but he's up there. He's in the top 20.
Yeah.
Limbaugh's always in the news. Limbaugh's constantly being talked about. It's almost to the point that he's like wallpaper.
Yeah.
You don't even notice it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Limbaugh's name is mentioned in every conversation about the media. You hear Limbaugh's name. Beck, you don't hear about as much, and that's because Beck has been like a Roman candle, but that's not to say Beck is still not being talked about and Beck is not still big.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned before Hannity, not so much. Actually, I think Hannity's better off by maintaining a low, high profile.
Yep.
You got to give Hannity credit for managing his career in a very stable way.
Very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy, and he's a smart guy.
Correct.
Whether you agree with what he says on the radio or not, that's not the point. In terms of making a business, and I'll tell you, I don't know if I've ever told you this before. Neil Bortz and I were on our way. Neil Bortz, for most people know who Neil is. He's a national figure, started in Atlanta, lawyer, been on the radio for a long time.
Yeah, about 40 years.
40 years. So he and I were at the dinner for the Radio Hall of Fame in Chicago, and we're riding back to the airport. And we're talking about he and Hannity. Well, he's happy to tell you the story about how Hannity, he went from one station in Atlanta to another, and they hired Hannity to replace him, and how he's always beaten him in the ratings. And, yeah, they have a nice, convivial, actually quite good friendship. But it really does get down to, interestingly enough, how the two of them do. And he told me that Sean and he recently had a conversation about why Sean's more successful. And what they decided was that Bortz was a much better talk host than Sean, but Sean was a much better businessman than Bortz, which I find an interesting insight.
I cringe when I hear people talk about somebody being more successful, because it's like, by what measure? At that point, they're both pretty damn successful.
They are.
and by what measure? Sean makes more money? I don't know if Bortz is not that good a businessman. I don't think Bortz is as pretty as Sean.
No. That's
true. And as attractive as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I find him a more interesting character on the radio than Sean, but that's just the way, I read it as having the experience that I've done or had over the years, you as well. It is interesting to see how two people who are in the business sort of competing with each other, what they think about each other.
Exactly, and that they actually think one's more successful than the other.
Yeah.
Success and fame at that level, very fleeting, and they are both very, very, very fortunate.
There's the word. Yep, they are fortunate. We all are being involved in this business. It's a lot of fun. It's the talk radio world, and every week we go through the hot issues, the stories, the people. It's Michael Harrison's job to do that with me. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour. He's looking at how many people would like to be heard on this, and so you can join that list at 800-510-8255. This program is a compilation of actually listening to 40 or some odd, 45 different radio stations and programs to sort of get the list down as to what you're talking about in the news talk field. And the presidential hopeful list is number one at the moment. Here's talk host Chris Stigall with an overview of the way so many Republicans seem to be sort of eating each other, turning on each other, before any candidate gets their campaign up and running.
Palin's not serious. Trump's not serious. Daniels isn't conservative enough. Gingrich has too much baggage. What is this purity thing this early all about? I guess it's because there is such an utter desperation to defeat Barack Obama in 2012 that someone wants to find that silver bullet candidate. And they don't exist right now, but that's what primaries are about. It's ludicrous. A year out from 3 months out to the conventions, that there's this hysteria about candidates passing this purity test or determining their seriousness or their level of conservatism. All of that's important, but that's what primaries are all about. There's a ton of time. A ton of time. John Harwood of the New York Times, even he said, it's not like it's a foregone conclusion Barack Obama wins. I don't know where this thing is cropping up, but man, that you'd think. You'd think there's not almost 2 years in front of us still. Well, I said it's over. Everybody's buying into the narrative that the Bin Laden thing. John Harwood at the time, Obama can't depend on new poll numbers. This is a guy that wants him to win. Politically speaking, Obama walks taller now than American commandos on his order found and killed Osama bin Laden. On the biggest issue dividing the parties, how to close budget deficits, more to the point spending, not just closing deficits, but how to stop spending so damn much, even a strengthened president cannot compel ways to resolve deep, substantive, and political differences on taxes and spending. Nor has Mr. Obama assured himself of a second term. That will likely depend on voters' assessment of his handling of the economy. And I would ask you, how's that working out? Yet his enhanced stature, this is how contradictory, though, a guy like Harwood is, his enhanced stature, meaning the bin Laden killing, may nevertheless ripple through domestic debates. His rising approval numbers certainly raise the cost of Republicans' resistance to his priorities. In other words, Republicans, challenge Barack Obama on domestic issues at your peril. Republicans, even though you won in a resounding, overwhelming bitch slap of a defeat back in November, you'd better pipe down and remember who killed bin Laden. What? I don't understand the connection. Harwood just said Obama hasn't assured himself of a second term. Harwood just acknowledged the deep substantive, yes, substantive differences on tax and spending. It's real. The country saw the choices back in November, and they chose limited government, less spending, lower taxes. They chose it. This isn't debatable. Just because bin Laden was killed does not make that debatable. They are separate, and the American people are smart enough to separate them. Yet again, we're told, we gotta find the silver bullet candidate right now. Republicans have got to find the guy to beat him because he can't be beaten. It's like a get-out-of-jail card for Obama now, and he's on the way to 2016. There's no defeating him. So we're supposed to put the nail, the final nail, in the American economy because bin Laden was killed. It's absurd.
It really is pretty absurd, yeah. Chris DeGaulle, the purity thing with the Republicans. By the way, Chris, it's substantive. Okay, you repeated it. That's all right. 800-510-8255. Hang around now. We've got a couple of more pieces of the pie from talk radio perspective, and then we have your calls, a few of those, before we spend some time talking about immigration reform here on the Countdown.
May is Fibromyalgia Awareness Month. During this time, the spotlight shines on fibromyalgia, a condition marked by chronic widespread pain, decreased physical function, and other symptoms. There's a good chance that you know someone with fibromyalgia, since up to 12 million Americans have the condition. Nearly 90% of them are women. Fibromyalgia expert Dr. Beth Hodges addresses the impact of this condition on a woman's life.
Every day can bring challenges to women who are trying to manage their fibromyalgia while balancing tremendous responsibilities like careers, households, and children. Fortunately, fibromyalgia is a manageable condition. Many patients adopt lifestyle changes to improve their symptoms, such as low-impact exercise, better sleep habits, and a balanced diet. FDA-approved medications are also available to relieve symptoms. Talk to your doctor if you suspect you have fibromyalgia so you can learn more about the condition and find the right treatment plan.
For more information, visit www.fibrotogether.com. This report is brought to you by Forest Laboratories, Inc.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
World.
Talk Radio Stop 10.
800-510-8255. Over the course of the week, we bump into 10 different items and put them together for you. So there's a 3-hour weekend version of the countdown. And every day we spend a couple of hours. If you haven't been able to find or work in the time to hear both hours of the countdown, you can find it at DougStefan.com. ListenBox has all of the archived shows. Help yourself to that. We are spending a good deal of time today off of Bin Laden and on to the GOP presidential hopeful list. And our the interesting thing about the poll is already people are actively involved in it. Now that Newt is in, who do you think will be the first one to drop out? Trump, Romney, Huckabee, Palin, Bachman, Paul, Tim Pawlenty. And what do you think about each one of those people? 800-510-8255. Craig's in Florida. What do you think of the candidate list and the contention that we're sort of I'm not a Republican anymore. Eating,
They all stink outside of Ron Paul. Good morning,
They all stink outside of Ron Paul. What happened to Ron Paul? Why didn't he do better last time, when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't he more of what people say they want? Why don't people vote for people they say they
like these pretty boys, you know, like the Romneys, which doesn't stand a chance. But let me make a comment about Newt, okay? I have to laugh every time I hear him. He played a clip of him on Hannity, and here's a guy talking about values, okay? Right. Now, here's a guy that's cheated on all three of his wives. The last one, he gave her the divorce on her deathbed. Okay, yeah. And while he was cheating on a younger woman, which I think he eventually married, you know, I mean, this guy really grates me. He has no moral compass at all, you know. And I'm tired of every time I hear him, all I hear about from out of his mouth is family values. He's got one hell of a nerve.
Well, he doesn't have any. He doesn't do it for me. But yep. Then I'm not the average Republican voter.
What I have a problem with, Doug, is the same. You got all these conservatives out here who took a shot at Clinton for.
Well, they really aren't conservatives. That's the first problem.
Yeah.
They really aren't conservatives. They use that word liberally, if you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah.
They don't know what it means. They use it to denigrate others.
Yeah.
The conservatives or those who are right of the right wing are absurd, and they make the party what it is today, a mess.
Well, they took the shots at Clinton, you know, talking about his infidelities, but they're willing to give Newt Gingrich a pass.
Well, I don't know that they are. I'm not sure that he's going to have much traction.
No, he won't.
Yeah,
even Savage said he's not electable.
Yeah. Well, if Savage said it, must be true.
Exactly.
All right, sir. And thank you. 800-510-8255. The GOP candidates. Here is Carl Wolfson talking, in fact, about Newt Gingrich, all the interesting things this week that have come out since he announced online. How is he as a presidential candidate from this host's point of view?
A lot of people dismiss Newt Gingrich because, and this is true, he's an angry individual. He's been a flip-flopper. He's old news. He was reprimanded as Speaker of the House. He was hypocritical in going against Bill Clinton for investigating Bill Clinton for the Monica Lewinsky affair when he himself was having multiple affairs. He does, though, have a big money support system around the country. He will have the money to run. He has the name recognition and shouldn't necessarily be dismissed. The biggest problem, other than his temperament, though, is his flip-flopping on so many issues, which the Democrats can use against him. Let me play a recent clip of Newt Gingrich. This is within days when he was on Fox and then on NBC. Let's listen.
What would you do about Libya?
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening. We don't need to have the United Nations. All we have to say is that we think that slaughtering your own citizens is unacceptable and that we're intervening. This is a moment to get rid of him. Do it. Get it over with. I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi. I think there are a lot of allies in the region that we could have worked with. I would not have used American and European forces.
Well, there you have it. I mean, flip-flop. At least Sarah Palin does it in one appearance with Greta Van Susteren. He changes his mind on two different networks within days of each other. Now, we know that Newt Gingrich has been talking about family values ever since the 90s and probably before the 90s. He's talked about the secular socialist takeover of America, which he has blamed on the demise of the family. And yet he has had continual affairs, and he justified this hypocrisy to his second wife once, telling her, it doesn't matter what I do, because what he does for the country in his mind supersedes what he does in his personal life. And again, a few months ago, the Christian Broadcasting Network interviewed Gingrich. This is how he excused his behavior.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's no question that at times in my life, partially driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard, and that things happened in my life that were not appropriate. And what I can tell you is that when I did things that were wrong, I wasn't trapped in situation ethics. I was doing things that were wrong, and yet I was doing it.
Oh, I love my country so much. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. These statements by him about why he had an affair are confusing to me. If he did that in the House and he wants to run for president, it reminds me of saying I want a less stressful job like air traffic controller.
Yeah, I'm listening to these people. Gingrich, his passion for his country, that means that you're a cheat and a liar because I have passion for my country. Who would believe? But these people will say anything. Obama will say anything. They just, and they raise their money and on it goes. Interesting, I'm looking at the polls, the real polls. There is a poll done every single day on the status of the presidency and who's there. This has been the case for, I don't know, 14, 15 years. There's been a daily poll as to the presidential approval index and what people really say. For example, the real poll every day, yesterday's results, 29% of you, according to this poll, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. How do you reelect a president based on that? Let's see here. 72% of working adults say leaving their current job will be their choice if they had the opportunity to do that. If you're satisfied in your job, then you're going to be satisfied with the country. The two go hand in hand. Yesterday, 25% of you strongly approved of the job that Barack Obama was doing. 37% of you strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. Let's see here. In an overall approval rating, 48% said yes to approving, 52% disapproves. I don't know what the other polls are saying. That's the Daily poll, the most recent poll. But there's no doubt in the wake of Osama bin Laden that the president's poll ratings have increased. And we are so fickle. We do such silly things. And we elect silly people. We don't understand the system. We don't vote in primaries. For God's sake, Donald Trump didn't even vote in primaries. Why would you support him? 800-510-8255. From Bloomberg Radio, Margaret Brennan here talks to Al Hunt, one of the great BSers of all time, about the crop of Republicans running.
But election fever still hasn't taken hold since no high-profile Republicans are running yet. Let's get some insight now from Washington executive editor Al Hunt. So, Al, did you stay up and watch SNL Saturday?
Oh, I sure did, and I'll tell you something. If Tina Fey ever runs, she's got my vote. Ironclad commitment.
Well, you know, we just had a little bit of news in the past few moments. According to the AP, Newt Gingrich will be announcing his presidential bid via Facebook and Twitter on Wednesday. SNL might have had it wrong when they had him walking off and quitting early.
No, they did have that one wrong, and they may have had a couple other things wrong, but they got Tina Fey right. It's no surprise that Gingrich is getting in. He's been signaling that for months.
What about John Huntsman? I mean, he was out there on the circuit making some speeches, perhaps some motions toward running. Will he be?
Well, it seems every indication is yes. I've talked to a couple of people who are close to him. They say he's going to go. There are a number of Republicans who like him. He thinks that this is not the right time after just coming back as Obama's envoy. If he ever got the nomination, he would be formidable. But, boy, it's going to be tough for him to get there with his association with Obama. But a very attractive man.
Right. Well, I guess in that commencement speech this weekend, he tried to rationalize that, saying, you know, he was asked to serve. The president needed him, essentially.
Yeah, I'm not sure among the fire-breathing, true, red-blooded conservative Republicans in Iowa that that's going to cut. I think they'll say, wait a minute, you were Obama's guy in China? A, they don't like Obama, and B, they like China even less.
Al, I liked your editorial, your column over the weekend, but you were trying to handicap how long the Osama halo effect lasts in terms of strengthening Obama's standing in the public space. Do you think time is ticking?
Well, I think it will be a minimal help, but, you know, minimal counts a little bit. It just absolutely undercut one of the Republican arguments against Barack Obama, namely that he's soft on terrorism, a multilateralist who doesn't really, isn't forceful in engaging America's adversaries. He did what George W. Bush and Dick Cheney could not do. So that argument's gone. In that sense, it helps him. But, you know, this is almost every election is about domestic issues. Churchill was the great architect of World War II. In 1945, two things happened. The Allies won World War II, and the Brits threw Churchill out of office. So it's certainly not going to hurt Barack Obama, and it will marginally help, and margins matter, but I don't think it's a game changer.
Rudy Giuliani resurfaced this weekend on the weekend talk shows. Will he throw his hat into the ring in 2012?
I don't know, but I think he'll have about as much luck as he did in 2008.
All right. This guy is so full of... He's married to Judy Woodruff, by the way. So full of old shoes. Let's get a quick call in from Chris, who's in Tulsa on the countdown. Make it fast, Chris. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say it's funny how in November 2010, Newt Gingrich was talking about the Tea Party and how he discounted them and thought it was a joke. And then a couple weeks ago, or about a week ago, I heard him in an interview where he was talking about the Tea Party and used the plural form we, like he was trying to hijack it. I mean, I'm sorry. I agree. He's old news. He's wishy-washy. I don't like him. I wish he'd just go away.
All right. 45 past the hour. Immigration reform up next on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The discussion now focusing on immigration reform. Here's an excerpt from the president's speech about his plan for reform.
All the stuff they asked for, we've done. But even though we've answered these concerns, I've got to say, I suspect there are still going to be some who are trying to move the goalposts on us one more time. You know, they said we needed to triple the border patrol. Or now they're going to say we need to quadruple the border patrol. Or they'll want a higher fence. Maybe they'll need a moat. Maybe they'll want alligators in the moat. They'll never be satisfied. And I understand that's politics. But the truth is, the measures we put in place are getting results. Over the past 2.5 years, we've seized 31% more drugs, 75% more currency, 64% more weapons than ever before. And even as we have stepped up patrols, apprehensions along the border have been cut by nearly 40% from 2 years ago. That means far fewer people are attempting to cross the border illegally. And also, despite a lot of breathless reports that had tagged places like El Paso as dangerous. Violent crime in southwest border counties has dropped by a third. El Paso and other cities and towns along this border are consistently among the safest in the nation.
What a bunch of baloney. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's baloney. 51 after.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an author. He's a lawyer. I don't know. Which do you want to be known as first? You're a good husband? What do you...
I've got to be careful and say, yeah, that's number one.
Number one. All right. So we're here to discuss the legal ramifications because Steve is a lawyer of note, and he's also our reference when it comes to the law, and the connection with talkers is rather distinct and clear. So the illegal immigration discussion, Mr. Obama has brought that back to the surface. One wonders if it's anything more than rhetoric and campaigning to get the Hispanic vote. What did he say that was new there that would get people upset in terms of how to interpret the law? Law is pretty clear on this, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there's really nothing new to the table. One could say that it is just a play for the very, very substantial Hispanic vote in the country. On the other hand, you've got mixed kind of allies when it comes to immigration, because this is the kind of thing that you would usually think big business would be against. However, they're getting cheap sources of labor. So yeah. They're looking at ways of, gee, can't we compromise this? Can't we say we'll have some kind of an amnesty or a way that people can do service such as in the military and be able to earn citizenship? And then there's the question of the parity of what about the people who came in and actually played by the very difficult rules? Why should they be punished? So it is something we need to deal with on a lot of levels, not the least of which is the labor force and also monies that would be contributed to Social Security. So it's not an easy one, but in the process, there are a lot of people saying, oh, well, this law counts, but that law doesn't. And that's a tough way to run any kind of legal program.
Yeah, and especially, okay, you want to apply that law, fine. I decided I'm not going to obey this law.
Yeah.
So you stop me for a traffic violation, I'm going to tell you to tuck it. You bring me to court, I'm going to say screw you to the judge. And he says we go to jail, I'm going to sue you. than Mr. Judge for applying the law. I don't, you know, these laws over here aren't being applied. Why should I obey this law? It's like pig in a poke stuff.
Yep. You know, the law is supposed to be the rule. So if you don't like it, you don't just choose which ones you're going to obey. You change those laws. But that takes a little bit more courage than most of our legislators seem to have.
Yes. Not too much. I was going to say intestinal fortitude. I guess that's your way of looking at it. The Indiana Planned Parenthood Law, number 8 this week on the countdown. Here's the governor talking about political opportunist. This guy is about, I don't know that much about him other than this, frankly. I haven't known that much about him. A big phony. Here he is, you know, aiming to get votes by pushing this button that just sends everybody over the top. What Planned Parenthood does, you know, there's a big difference. These people who claim that they make all of their money doing abortions, they do not. In Indiana, 6% of what they do are abortions. They are a clinic that helps provide women with services, and they may provide more abortions than anybody else in Indiana, but that is not their main business. Anyway, that aside, this law does what as you see it?
You know, again, it's limiting real important public services. And, you know, you get back to an issue, I don't know anyone who is in favor of abortion.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, sure, you know, there are many of us believe that a woman has a right to choose, but no one's in favor of abortion. You'd like to see fewer abortions, and that comes with greater education and greater access to birth control information. And Planned Parenthood helps actually probably reduce the number of abortions totally. So, but it's a buzz topic, and despite the fact that they're doing some pretty good work, they're an easy target for people who just want to deal with it in headlines.
All right, big story this week, the legal side of Ed Schultz being sued. He's been talking about this in his hometown of Fargo. He started a program on MSNBC. Guy says, hey, give me 25%. I mean, we got a short 30-second window here. What do you do in a circumstance like this?
You know, there's a contract doesn't have to be written. It can be an oral contract. But just, I've got an idea for a show and is not enough to make a contract. So I think what you have here is something that's been repeated often in show business in particular. I'm the one that came up with this. I may have put you in contact, but it's a long, long way from having an idea and maybe even talking with someone about it to actually participating as a part of a show for compensation.
Long way to Tipperary.
Yep.
That's the story. Several important items this week from the charts. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney.